How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Lisa, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I would love to start by having you tell me, how did you originally find Organize 365?
Okay, so I bought the Kindle version of the how ADHD affects home organization. And I think I just followed your links on there to the podcast and the website. So I actually didn't finish the book. I just clicked on the links and off I went. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So my first two books, How ADHD Affects Home Organization and The Mindset of Organization, I wrote and published and produced myself on Amazon. So they're available on Audible. You can buy a physical printed copy or you could buy an ebook, but I was the publisher. So literally those are print on demand. If you order it from Amazon, like I don't know how they do it, but they print a book and then they send it to you. And so my next book will be traditionally published, which is a whole different animal. But when you self-publish a book, often what authors will do, which is what I did, is they'll put a bunch of links in that book that you would never put in like a traditionally published book. Like if you bought a book at Barnes & Noble and there was like a link to the 100-day program and a link to the Sunday basket, like no publisher is going to let you do that.
Gotcha.
But because I published my own books at my own cost and everything, that's why there are a lot of links inside of those books. And that's how you got over to our website. So yay, it worked.
Yay.
And do you remember like what you were Googling or how you even found that book?
You know what? I think, it's a lady I follow on Facebook. She's a homeschool mom, and she always would link books that were on sale or interesting okay. books. And so I just, you know, home organization has been an issue my whole life. So yes. I was like, oh, I need that book. And so, yeah, that's how I found it.
Okay, awesome. And yes, that ADHD book goes on sale often and Amazon puts it on sale because it's so popular and they will email me and be like, we're putting it on sale again. I'm like, okay, knock yourself out. Like, sounds good.
Right. So
maybe it was during one of those promotions. I don't know.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, she always does Amazon links for Audibles or for, you know, Kindle mm-hmm. or print books. So, mm-hmm. yep.
Awesome. All right, Lisa, tell us about the people who live in your home with you.
Okay, so I have actually 7 children.
Whoa.
I only
That's
have
a lot of children.
At home. So I have 7. And so my first daughter is married. She has 3 young boys. My second daughter is married. She lives out of state in Montana. And she had just had her 4th baby at the end of October. Oh. And then my oldest son is married. And he doesn't have any children yet. He's been married for 2 years. And so in our house, we have our 22-year-old son who's here and there, he's, you know, gone most of the time. Yeah. And then I have a 17-year-old son, a 14-year-old son, and a 10-year-old daughter, and I homeschool the 3 of them. So,
and did you homeschool all of the children?
The oldest went to school up until 6th, 7th grade, and I just started bringing them all home. So the youngest 4 have homeschooled from the start.
The logistics are just easier with homeschooling. I mean, we didn't have to go into education, just the logistics alone. Like, hey, you're all here? Great. Let's get started.
Exactly. It did get easier when they were all home. Yeah.
Is there, so homeschooling is so interesting. Is there a specific curriculum that you've really done or do you do unschooling or like what has been your progression of homeschooling with your kids?
I started with more traditional, you know, textbook and then because they went from school to home. So we just kind of did what was a natural step. And then I did a lot more unschooling. And then I got into Charlotte Mason for quite some time. Oh, yeah. And then I just circled back to unschooling. So that's how we'll wrap this up is unschooling.
So for people who have never even heard of this and they're like, what are they talking about homeschooling, unschooling? Like they have no idea because I'm pretty much unschooling as well. How would you explain it to people?
I would explain it, if you use the term self-directed learning mm-hmm. more than unschooling. Unschooling sounds like you don't do anything
right.
all day. You know, oh, you,
right.
you don't school. That's what people think. Right. They say, oh, you don't school. Well, yeah. not in a traditional sense, but really following the children's interests and letting them just deep dive into everything. That's what I do as an adult. I deep dive into things that interest me until I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm done with that. Yep. Move on to something else. So I just let my kids do that. And, you know, once you get the basics down, reading, writing, and mathematics, everything else is just icing on the cake. I mean, you know, so interest led. I've got one son that's an artist, and all he does, he just draws all day. He's just, that's his thing, is drawing. He wants to be a Marvel comic artist. And so he spends his day just fine-tuning his skills. He pays for classes. He bought himself a big tablet. I mean, you know, he wouldn't be able to do that if he was in school or if he was, you know, driven by just textbooks and let's just focus on this. And if you have time, you can do what you want to, you know, what you enjoy. So that's how I would describe it.
And you're in California. Is it, like, I'm in Ohio. It's super easy to homeschool in Ohio. Is it easy to homeschool in California?
Yeah, actually it is. You can either use a charter school, or you can do what I do, which is file a private school affidavit. So you're technically a private school. And so we just do what we want.
So every state is different. So education is set state by state. So you have to just look into your laws and zoning and what's required for graduation. And so Abby is a senior. I've been homeschooling her for 2 years and we do math and reading. But for example, our reading program that we're doing is based on, it's like a scientific brain development thing. Like it's like this computer program we're doing. It's not actually reading and writing papers because that's what's best for her. And also the other thing that I do is we do subjects for shorter amounts of time.
Yes.
So last year when we did chemistry, we did chemistry for the whole month of December, January, and the beginning of February. And that was it. Like we didn't do it all. And then we went into animals next. And what I found was better for that for me was that we did more learning each day on one topic, but it was easier for me to plan, easier for me to do, easier for us to do like field trips. And I purposely did it in December and January so that we could do science experiments over winter break. It didn't feel like learning to her or school, but I was actually accomplishing school over winter break. And this year, her senior year is all about her career and independence. So like the kids are both going to the bank to get their powers of attorneys endorsed and signed by the notary so I could be their power of attorney. They set up bank accounts. We're doing diets. She's thinking about going into phlebotomy or nursing. So we're taking an online course about all the different medical terminology. There's a free course by Des Moines, Iowa University that you take in medical terminology. And we're doing that for 8 weeks and then we'll move on to the next thing. So yeah, I am definitely following her interests and what we think her career may or may not be, but also a lot of life skills that no one really ever learns, like the car, like how do you do oil changes? How do you schedule all of that? When do you know to schedule all of that? Budgeting. All those things that we do as an adult, but we were never explicitly taught. I'm explicitly teaching.
And I think when you homeschool too, your children see you do these things on a daily basis. They see me pull out my money slash pocket, you know, on Sunday, and I'm going through that. They see us, you know, oh, it's oil change time. Okay, dad's going to go do the oil change or whatever. So they actually see adult living versus it being something foreign to them. They're just kind of part of adult living, you know?
Yeah. And just the, again, I'm going to go back to logistics. Like when you're on the school schedule to teach these basics of adult living is so complicated because I'll get my oil changed during the week. Well, they aren't there to see it or I'll, you know, it's
or just grocery shopping.
It's just so difficult. And we have a lot of medical needs. So the quantity of doctor's appointments we're going to, we could never be doing or we'd miss so much school. So anyway, fellow homeschool mom here. All right. So back to the scheduled agenda. So when, Lisa, did you decide to get organized?
Okay. Well, it has been a work in progress my adult life, especially after I had my fourth child. Having the fourth child really kind of threw me for a loop. We were living in a 1,000-square-foot house, had the fourth child. I had two in school, two home, and it was just a lot of chaos. Just, you know, stuff, clothes, toys, small space, no storage. And that was
how close in age are they when they were when you had four?
When I had four, the oldest two are 2 years apart, a little less than 2 years, and then there's 4 years, and then there's three between the last two boys. So But the last one, he was a handful. he was into everything. He was a handful. And so I just was, I was an overwhelmed mom for a long time. And, you know, I have noticed that I've improved. So the things that I didn't have habits before, routines before, I do now. Mm-hmm. But my kids are older and I have a lot less to manage. And so I've got those things in place. But I was still feeling like we hadn't quite moved into this house. We've been here for 5 years and wow. boxes and just not knowing how to use certain rooms. And I just had it. I was like, this is it. This is my year. I'm investing the time. I'm investing the money. I've been listening to the program for probably about a year and a half. Like you say, it takes about a year and a half months. To go, okay, I'm ready. So I was ready. I just was like, I want it done. I want to feel like I'm living in my home. I want to enjoy my home. And I want to do other things besides just working on my house all the time.
Okay, so can you describe what your house is like square footage or rooms, or so people can get a feel for it?
Okay, it's 2,400 square feet, and it's built in 1910, but it has add-ons.
Wow.
So, like, our living room was a three-car garage, and it's got a bedroom attached from our oldest son that's in the house now lives back there. So, it's a lot of house. It's got little, you know, nooks and crannies. You're like, oh, wow, it just keeps going and going. It's very long. It takes up a full city block. I mean, it's long. Super long. And we've got about a half acre here total. So five bedrooms, it's got the farmhouse kitchen. You walk in the front door, there's the kitchen, you know, two bathrooms. So it's just a lot of square footage for me. It just feels overwhelming and, just never quite felt like I got it all undone, unpacked and enjoying my space, you know?
So we're recording this at the end of 2019 and you, after listening for a year and a half, was ready to get started in early 2019. So we're talking about just the last 11 months, really.
Yeah.
Okay, super. Yeah. Okay, you started.
I got my Sunday basket early 2019. It kind of sat there for a little bit, and I kept listening to the podcast, the Sunday Basket podcast, just to get my brain, you know, ready to actually start implementing. So I started implementing that. That's been a lifesaver. And then I got my, I joined the 100-day program in April. And then, you started the payment plan. That's what was like. I was like, oh, okay, I can do the payment. And then I upgraded to All Access the very next month. So in May, I upgraded. And I've just been plugging along ever since.
So you really have just completed the second round of the 100-day then?
Exactly.
Okay, great. Exactly. So can you dive into, like, what was it like in April when you signed up for the 100-day? How was that different than just having the Sunday basket? What did that do for you?
Okay, so to me, they're just two separate things. Sunday basket helps me maintain my schedule, not lose papers. Mm-hmm. You know, everything goes in the Sunday basket. And so the 100-day program gives me something to focus on daily. And even if I didn't do it every single day, I knew what the focus was for the week and I could bounce back. And the planner is amazing because it has at the very bottom each area I should be focused on. So I could look at the planner for the week and go, oh, I didn't do that part. I'm going to go do that today. I've got some time. So I would just put a little tick mark on those little boxes as I got them done. It's just, it helped me just to stay focused. Mm-hmm. That was the main thing is I'm not doing a whole room at a time. I'm just doing a little piece of that room or that closet. Or, you know, go do your shoes. Okay, I can do shoes. You know, go do your shirts. Okay, I'm only doing shirts today. So just the narrowness of it, you know, very specific.
Do you feel like, because, you know, we're homeschooling moms, do you feel like the 100-day program was almost like your curriculum? Like the kids did their school and you did yours?
Oh, for sure. That's mom's thing right now is 100-day program. And they all know it. Everybody in the house knows it. I tell my daughters, I tell anybody that will listen, you need the 100-day program, you women out there. You need it. Yes, it is. I did this for me, even though it directly benefits them.
Yeah.
Cleaner spaces, more organization. We're not losing things. We know right where things are. But I did it for me. I did it for an investment in myself. Mm-hmm. Which in turn is an investment in my family.
Yeah. How do you feel now after having been through it twice? Do you feel more like your house is, like, you know what the rooms are for and that it's more organized now?
Yes. Yeah. It's feeling definitely, we have one space that would have been the parlor. You know, if you look at a 1910 house, it would have been the original parlor. Well, because it, you walk through that area to get to the family room, living room, it's kind of a no man's land. Mm-hmm. It's been Legos. It's been music stuff. It's been artsy stuff. It's been just kind of this hodgepodge. That's the room that actually set me off. I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with this room. I don't know where this stuff goes. I need help, you know?
Yeah.
But the other rooms have definitely started to come together more, you know, talking about finding areas for your kids to do their projects. The zoning, I think that was what was the big key to me was zoning in your rooms. I was able to look at a room and go, what do I want to do in this room? What do we do in this room? And how can I set up stations or zones so that we can all do what we want to do, but we don't have chaos all the time, you know, or me just feeling frustrated and not comfortable in my own home, you know?
Yes. Especially, I think, like, as a mom, our homes transfer function as our children grow, like their ages and their stages and what they're into and what you're teaching about and the seasonality and celebrating for the holidays. And like the home is everything. And when it's everything, it's so easy to get chaotic and unfocused. And you feel like there's so many things to do that you don't even know where to go next.
Exactly.
You feel like you have more, not control, but just like ownership over, okay, this is how we're going to set it up for this family at this time in this season and not worry about what it should have been like when you moved in or what it's going to look like 10 years from now.
Exactly. And I think listening to your podcast talk about the different seasons of life, different energy seasons, and just your season of life, whether you're in survival mode, you know, or accumulation or your legacy, understanding where I'm at right now. And honestly, the planning day too, I've done both planning days. I'll be doing the next one. That helped me to stay focused in the season I was in. And I'm only planning out as far as the end of that season. Like right now, December, we're ending December. Whatever I did or didn't get done, moving on, you know, but definitely felt more control in my home and not, I was being less reactive.
Yes.
Yeah, much less reactive, more proactive and more in charge and not just knee-jerk reacting to things that are coming my way. That Sunday basket really eliminates that.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Like, it just seems like there's no way this simple little box is going to do that.
Oh, no.
But it really does.
It really, truly does.
Yeah.
It does. I can't even describe it. I don't even know how it works, but it just does.
I teach it and I'm still trying to articulate why I know it works. I'm just like, it just works. Just do it. It just works.
It does. You know what? I'm helping my sister right now. She's my older sister. And, you know, she got a Sunday basket during the half thing. And so I'm helping her. And I think the biggest thing that I've noticed is the decision-making fatigue. Mm-hmm. It stops.
Yes.
I don't have to be knee-jerk and making decisions every day, all day, just responding to things. I can say, can I wait till Sunday?
Yes.
You betcha. It just goes, and then it's out of my head, and I can rest and just focus on what's here, what's now. These are the things I need to focus on this week, and that's it.
So are your kids to the point where they'll just go put it in the Sunday basket?
Oh, yeah. So my son, the other day, he's 14. He says, hey, Mom, I want to go to Joann's. He's a crafter. He wants to go to Joann's. And I said, write an index card and throw it in my Sunday basket. Sunday, I decided when we would go to Joann's. And he said, when are we going to Joann's? I said, on Friday, which is shopping day. No more questions. No more asking me. Put it in the Sunday basket. Just drop it in there.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So maybe it's the Sunday basket, but when was the first time you noticed something was organized that had not been organized before?
Just having a home for everything. Mm. I was starting to find out where before I can declutter, but just to figure out where to put things and things that make sense, I wasn't really very good at. So that skill I have implemented, I've got that little labeler. Everything gets a label. So being able to tell my kids, hey, nail clippers are in the bathroom on the second shelf in that little tub that says nail clippers.
Yes.
My husband sent me a text message. What was he looking for? Oh, it's paint tape. Where's the paint tape? I said, it's either in the kitchen drawer or the tub that says paint in the area, in the other room. Score, he found the paint tape.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, are you kidding? I actually was able to, you know, not go, oh gosh, I don't remember. Let me think. You know, no, it's either one of those two places.
You know, I find that when you're at home, like you are with your kids during the day, and as I am, even though I work from home, I am like the default brain of the house, like for everyone, for my kids, for my husband. Where is this? Where is that? Where is this? And so I constantly have to think, where is this? Now that the house has been organized long enough, I'm like, where do you think it is?
Right.
You start trying to think about this or like, or make, you know, so I would think in your house, anything artistic related, I would have your son organize that because he's the one that's going to care. And then if anybody needs an artistic thing, they should ask him and he'll give him his leftover pencils they can use,
exactly.
Not his new pencils he just got.
Right.
And he'll know exactly where they are because I think that part of my frustration in the last couple of years, as I have gotten more organized myself and gained control over my life and my business and all of these things, is the fact that I inadvertently made my family dependent on me for things they should have never been dependent on me for.
Right.
And I'm trying hard to figure out how to articulate that in a nice way, which is probably the best I've ever done just now. But I think a big part of my frustration in being able to do the book tour and other things that I want to do is that I really have created a lot of dependence on myself because I didn't have good systems in place in the family. Mm-hmm. I was the system.
Right.
So I see that you are doing a better job than me. That's good.
My oldest daughter is 31 years old. It's taken me a long time, to get to this place. And I don't have littles anymore. So I can spend a little more time labeling things and organizing things. Yeah. And they're big enough to read and they can go find where mom's labeled something. So my season of life makes it easier as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I do think that is the big transition that as you are working yourself out of the stay-at-home mom job, that if you continue to stay at home like I am and working to get out of that mental of, oh, we'll just ask mom.
Right.
We'll just ask her and she'll know where it is.
Right.
All right. So what has happened as you've been on this journey of getting organized that you did not expect to happen?
I honestly don't think I expected to really get paper under control because that was always the hardest thing. I'd have tubs of paper, but not know what to do with them. And I literally have my papers under control. I worked on the binders. I got my binder. I thought, oh, this binder thing's going to take me forever. I started them last week. My binders are essentially done, other than filling in things that I'll just do over the course of time. But all those papers I had separated when I originally went through the house and pulled them all together in the laundry baskets, I divided them up into, I had little plastic tubs. I labeled them, but I was waiting for my binders to arrive. Well, they arrived, but I hadn't done anything with them. Oh, I'm done. It took me like 3 days, 3 or 4 days. And
isn't it amazing?
I think finding out that I was actually more organized than I gave myself credit for. Mm-hmm. I actually have these things organized. I didn't realize that I really, you know, like the master bathroom. My master bathroom's always, you know, in order. My makeup's always where it needs to be. I was pleasantly surprised at things that I thought, oh, I'm just so disorganized. But I really wasn't.
That is so awesome. I love that you say that you realize you're more organized than you thought you were. There's no way you raised 7 children and moved and aren't somewhat organized. we're all saying that to you through the podcast.
Yeah, I think that when you label yourself that, or you have kind of stepped into an image that other people may have perceived about you, that you still think that about yourself, even though you've grown and you've changed and you've improved, you still find yourself stuck in that label. I'm disorganized. I'm not, you know, able to manage, you know, a household or whatever. So,
yeah. And I think maybe I've even perpetuated that because what do we always ask? Are you organized or unorganized? We had to pick. Well, I'm not Martha Stewart, so I must be unorganized.
Right.
I know, like, I know what organized looks like. I'm not that. But I'm not a hoarder. I'm somewhere in there. So what am I? Am I organized? Am I unorganized?
Yeah. You can be both. Really.
Exactly. All right. So what have you experienced? Have you experienced any unexpected events or things that you didn't expect to happen in 2019? I mean, you have seven children, so I'm going to say yes.
Right. Well, the biggest thing was we started our kitchen bathroom remodel project in April of 2019, and that was the first start of round one for me of the 100-day program. And that has taken twice as long. It's not done at all. So I did have kitchen counters. I did not have kitchen cabinets or a kitchen sink for 5 months. So I had my trailer parked out front of our house, and I was hauling dishes back and forth. It was maddening. But I'm actually glad that it happened, because it gave me the remodeling, even though it was not, you know, reaching completion, I was able to focus on something else during that time. So the 100-day program gave me control over something in my house when the rest of it had no control over. I don't know when the bathrooms are getting done. I don't know when the cabinets are getting installed. I don't know when I'm going to get a sink again. So I could control. I'm just going to go work on the 100-day program spot, because that area I have control over. That area is not upside down. So we're still not done. Hopefully we finish by the end of round three of the 100-day program.
That's so crazy.
My husband's doing all the work. You know, he only has about 2 days a week to do it. And we've had lots of detours. We've had, you know, it's an old house built in 1910. So we've had lots of issues come up, you know, plumbing and this and that. So, but that was, I didn't expect it to take, we thought maybe by early fall we'd be done. And it will be a full year for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is great. We get emails all the time saying, I'm starting a remodeling project, or I'm moving. Should I wait and not join the 100-day program now? Should I wait for the next round? You're shaking your head no, but
no.
Talk to them. Explain to them.
Okay.
Why not?
Why wait? Why wait? Because you're going to always have something going on. It might not be as massive as a remodeling project, but you're always going to have something going on. So to me, for myself, it would have just been an excuse to say, oh, no, not the right time. Oh, not the right time. Well, it's never going to be the right time. All lights are never going to be all green. So I say just jump in and do what you can. When I first started, the kitchen is the first room that you do. Well, my kitchen, I had no kitchen. It was wiped out, literally wiped out. I had the stove sitting there, and I had the refrigerator. My husband maintained those for me the entire time. But I just did what I could do. All the stuff I boxed up from the kitchen, I went through all those boxes, got rid of things that I wasn't going to put back in my new kitchen. Yeah. So I was still able to do kitchen things. And the only other thing was really just the kitchen. The rest of it I could still do. I could still do my bathroom. I could still do the rest of the program. So it might just be one area, but that one area is not the whole 100 days.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I just say, don't let it be an excuse.
Good answer, Lisa. I like that answer.
You're welcome.
It's the answer that we give also, but it's helpful to hear it from people who are not selling the program, right?
True.
And who have actually experienced it on the other side.
Right.
So, Lisa, what would you say that you have more of now?
Okay. I would have more time, for sure. I told my husband at one point, I said, I'm kind of a little bored. I feel like I should be doing more things, but this is so crazy. I've never had so much time on my hands. Definitely more confidence in myself that I can do this. I can organize my home. Hope, patience with myself, not having such high expectations of all or nothing, you know.
In 1 year. You did this in less than 1 year.
Yeah. And more peace. Definitely more inner peace. Oh, gosh. Definitely more inner peace.
It sounds like I'm creating propaganda reels, that there is no way that this really happens in 1 year. But I know it to be true. But I know people are listening going, you gotta be kidding me. Like, everybody's saying the same thing. How does this really happen in 1 year? How do you think it really happened for you in 1 year?
I think because I took ownership of it and I didn't let a home remodel. I traveled to Montana for 2 weeks to stay with my daughter. She had her baby. I didn't let, you know, all these normal, well, the house remodel is not normal, but, you know, regular things stop me from just doing it. Yeah. And spending the money, because I was listening to the 100, you know, I was listening to the podcast. I was, you know, binging all the podcasts, but I wasn't making a financial investment. And the financial investment really caused me to say, you put your money down. You better do this. You know, your husband works hard. Don't be, you know, don't just say you're going to do something and then not do it. So that made me commit to just doing it.
Love it. So what do you have less of now?
Oh my gosh. Less stress, less stuff, less guilt, less shame, perfectionism, and less overwhelm, because the overwhelm would create anxiety. I literally would have, like, in my chest, a physical feeling of the overwhelm would create the anxiety, and I don't have that anymore. I don't walk around with that in my chest anymore, and that is just priceless.
Do you think you're a different mom now than you were 12 months ago?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Can you articulate what that is like now, or do your kids say anything different now?
I would say that my older kids, because I have set A and I have set B. There's 5.5 years between group A and group B. Mm. I would say my older kids would say they see a different mom than my younger kids, because I've kind of been evolving more with my younger kids. But the older ones, I would definitely say that they would see me as a calmer mom, as a more patient mom, a more forgiving mom, and just more relaxed. I'm so much more relaxed than I was as an uptight mom, you know, years ago.
And it's not because, like, 10 years have passed. It's because you spent this year working on yourself and your organization.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
What does your husband say?
Oh, he loves it. He loves all things Organized 365. Whatever Lisa has, you need to have. I showed him my money management binder, and he was like, whoa, wow, look at that thing. I mean, I told him everything you need here. If something happens to me, it's all right here. Birth certificates, marriage certificates, everything's in here that, you know, you guys would need. If you need information, you don't have to ask me. It's in this binder here. I think he just loves, because he listened to a recent podcast, and he listens to whatever ones I recommend. He has a long commute. So he listened to the last one, the Fair Play one.
Oh, yes.
And he said to me, I realize that this is not just about you getting the house organized. There's so much more to this. He just really, the light bulb went off, and he just got what I was getting with what I gained from the podcast, what I gained from the 100 Day Program, from the Sunday Basket, that there's so much more to this, because it's allowing me to start exploring other things and things that I want to do. You know, I'm 51 years old and my youngest is 10 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to homeschool forever. So he's like, no, this is great. You just keep going. He sees that I'm calmer, more peaceful, and I'm not stressed. And so anything that makes me a happier person, you know, he's all for. So.
And was he all for it when you made the investment in April? He was never hesitant about the investment.
No, I told him, I said, I need to do this. It's this much money a month. And he said, okay, why would I not encourage you to do something that's going to benefit you?
Yeah.
You know, he sees this as like, you know, if you had a job, you would go and you would get extra training. You would go to seminars and conferences, workshops. He doesn't see that any different from me as a homemaker, but this is your job. This is what you do. And so why would I stand in the way of you getting extra teacher training, you know, extra help for you.
So awesome. Yeah. Is there anything you wish that you had known sooner?
I wish I had known sooner that I could actually do it. The confidence in myself that you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yep.
And you can do this. You might need a little handholding. You might need a little guidance, a little instruction, but you actually can do this. You can actually have your home and your life organized
it's so hard to believe, isn't it? Like, I could say it a million trillion times and people are like, yeah, but that's for other people. Like, I think these Wednesday podcasts, people are like, oh, that they're finding the person that is exactly them. Oh, I have 7 kids. Oh, I homeschool. I have 2 groups of kids. Mm-hmm. If she can do it, I can do it.
Right.
Because Lisa's organized, you know. But if you, Lisa, can do it, then they can do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your next step, Lisa? Seems like you've got everything already done.
Well, okay. So I have my workbox, my Friday workbox. I do have a home-based business that I've been kind of dabbling with, and I want to start implementing my Friday workbox.
Yay.
I definitely want to complete the kids program. We have it, but I really want to focus on the 100-day program with myself first. Mm-hmm. We did a little bit, but I want to work through that with my kids. And then I have my oldest son at home. Well, he's not the oldest at home, but my 17 will be 18 next fall. So I want to do the launch with him in the fall. I think I want to get Sunday Basket certified. I listened to the podcast. Yay. I listened to all that stuff when you were, launching it last year or, earlier mm-hmm. this fall, I guess. So I definitely think I want to do that in 2020.
There's only one opportunity. It will be February 5th to the 10th, and that's it.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
In case this podcast comes out after that.
Oh, yeah. February 5th, okay. And I also want to start the photo program because I do have a lot of, I was a mom during the days. You took pictures, you printed yes. them,
Yes.
So I want to do the photo program. That's basically 2020. And personally, I want to start doing some more. I love to cook. Some more traditional cooking methods, learning to do some of that. So that's on my docket for 2020. And I'm starting to have to look at what I want to do for my future when I don't have children at home anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe a fitness trainer, maybe a postpartum doula.
I have lots of, oh my gosh, all of a sudden
I have a ton of ideas. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Can I do them all? Can I try them all? Why not? I don't know.
Why not?
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a doula 24/7. You could just help deliver 3 babies a year.
Yeah, and a postpartum doula only goes and helps the mama after she has her baby.
Oh.
What I did for my daughter. Cooking yeah. and cleaning and some yes. laundry and meal prep and, that kind of stuff. I love yeah. that.
How fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's have you leave us with what advice would you give someone who is just starting out? They're like, all right, Lisa, you talked me into it. I'm going to do it. Or I signed up last week and I'm getting started. Like, what would you tell me?
I would tell you go all in, but then just do it one step at a time.
Love that.
So get your mind that you're going to go all the way. You're going to do all the Lisa stuff, but you're going to do it one at a time,
Yes.
Sunday basket, Saturday program, progress through it. Because to me, finding someone that I could learn from and that could inspire me is what has kept me going. Mm. I don't quit because every time I listen to the podcast, Lisa says, you can do this. It's a learnable skill, and helping me think about things I need to think about. Like mm-hmm. what season of life am I in? What's going to happen next? Where are my husband mm-hmm. and I going next? Those are things, they were there, but I wasn't really spending the time to think about those things. So I would say just jump in. Don't hold back. Just jump in and do it. Do it for yourself.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on the Organized 365 podcast. We will see you inside of the Facebook groups.
Thank you. Bye.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.